Hidden waiting lists, that was the headline in yesterday's Sunday Business Post. The papers say tens of thousands of people are waiting for tests to detect cancer and heart disease, often over a year, but are not being included in published waiting lists. The Minister for Health says waiting times are unacceptable, but there is no attempt to conceal the information. We'll talk to the HSE later. Professor Trevor Duffy is a consultant rheumatologist at Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown and the Hermitage Clinic. He's also president of the Irish Medical Organisation. That's the largest representative body for doctors in the country. Professor Duffy, thank you very much for coming in to us.
Thank you.
Hidden waiting lists, you've read the story, you've seen the numbers. Are these patients being included on published waiting lists or not?
No. In general, patients waiting for diagnostic tests have probably passed step one. The bulk of them have passed step one of the published waiting list. That's the waiting time to see a consultant to get their first appointment. And that's our concern, I suppose, as consultants within the IMO. Really, this is something that's not new to us. It's something we've been trying to highlight for a long time, that the focus on simply on waiting lists at the moment has taken away kind of the reason for us trying to understand these statistics, and that's patient care. And we've really been highlighting for a long time that if you consider a first patient appointment, you also have to ensure that you have the services behind it to deal with those patients.
Just to stay with the list for the moment, because there are two lists that are published. One is the length of time it takes to get your first appointment.
Yes.
Usually at an outpatient department with a consultant or a member of his team. And then the waiting time for how long it takes to get your procedure done. Now, do diagnostic tests come under those procedures? Is that part of the second waiting list?
No. In general, simplistically, I'd have to say no. In general, procedural waiting lists are for patients who might need an intervention. Largely, it's a curative intervention.
Like an operation?
Yeah, say a gallbladder removed. Now, on small occasions, some of those procedures might have a diagnostic component, but really what we mean is the patient who attends, say, a neurologist with a headache that causes them great concern and it needs to be sorted out, that patient will then need an MRI scan typically, and that appears on no waiting lists. So a patient waiting to see a neurologist could wait 6 months, could wait longer, and then they get to see the neurologist, they build up all their anxieties for that day, and then they leave with a card to book an MRI scan, and that could take them another 6 months.
According to the Sunday Business Post, around 27,000, and these are based on figures that were given to Billy Kelleher, the Fianna Fáil Health spokesperson, in a Dáil question. Why, in your view, are these lists so long?
I think it's multifactorial, but I hate to say it, but it does come down to resource in a significant component, really. And it's both capital resource in terms of machines and facilities to perform the scans, but also enough manpower resource to report them. If you think an MRI scan is an incredibly complex scan, it takes thousands of images of whatever part of the body. It needs skilled people to operate the machine and skilled people to interpret it. And in the private sector, we often compare performance across the two. In the private sector, you'll have these scans, these machines running 18 hours a day quite often. In the public sector, we're constrained because of the availability of staff to run these machines.
When a GP wants a patient, in his view or her view, to have, for example, an MRI scan, what do they do to get your attention?
The standard route is they will write a letter of referral to the consultant in question for their outpatient clinic. I would hope to think that if the GP feels it's of any urgency or concern, that they pick up the phone. Now, that's easier said than done. I mean, anybody who's tried to ring a relative in a hospital at the moment will know the difficulty of getting through switchboards. But I would hope to think that lines of communication for urgent patients are fairly open. And we do tend to try and put urgent people to the top of a list.
If they want, and when I say you, I'm just using because you're in front of me. If they want you to see them privately, how do they get hold of you?
Again, generally they write a letter. I mean, it's actually probably simpler privately because they write a letter and the waiting time is shorter. They don't feel the need to pick up the phone.
Why is it shorter?
It's because I think in large measure things like machines, facilities run so much more. You, instead of a machine producing X product at the end of the week, it produces 2X. If a machine runs 8 hours a day or runs 16 hours a day, you can see which will have a shorter
waiting list. But in many cases, the same machines and the same people operating them are being used on public and private patients. So again, why is it easier for a private patient to get access to them quicker, in a public hospital?
It wouldn't be the same people. I mean, part of the significant block in managing things like MRI or ultrasound waiting lists is skilled technicians, so radiographers, ultrasonographers, and they're entirely different staffing lists who run them.
The HSC said they're undergoing a validation process, a full review of diagnostic waiting times to ensure that urgent patients are seen as a priority. We'll ask them what that means later. What do you think it means? What's a validation process?
Well, I think when systems become as complex as this, quite often people will end up on one or two waiting lists. Sometimes patients will end up on a public waiting list, and because they've become concerned or anxious about the length of time they've been waiting, they will have had a scan privately. So it's to try and kind of ensure that the people who are on the waiting list at the moment still need the scan, so that you can better plan the time. That would be my understanding of it. And when it's done in a considered fashion, that's how it should be done.
Trevor Duffy, Professor Trevor Duffy, thank you very much for coming into our studio. We'll speak to a representative of the